Gentlemen, the world-famous business and casual shirts from Charles Tirrett are here, designed in London and made for Texas. These will be your go-to shirts from the boardroom to the bar and beyond. And right now, you can get three exquisite shirts or polos for just $99, plus free shipping and a six-month guarantee. That's $200 off. Visit ctshirts.com and use code STYLE. That's ctshirts.com, code STYLE.
At Kroger, no matter where you order free pickup, you get the same great deals as you'd get in-store. So you can save when you order during band practice, or at the dog park, or wherever. Start your cart with the Kroger app and save from wherever today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. $35 order minimum. Restrictions may apply. Subject to availability.
Choose from a great selection of digital coupons and use them up to 5 times in one transaction. Check our app for details. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
2 Corinthians 10. Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled.
Do ye look on things after the outward appearance?
2 Corinthians 11. Would to God ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another Spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him.
Okay, this is Sister Mona. I pray anybody who's listening to this is doing well. Today we're going to be talking about basically the state of the churches today here in the United States. I had two dreams. They were the same dream. They were prophetic dreams. I don't get a lot of prophecy, but this particular, these two dreams, I do believe were prophetic. I was inside of a glass building where you could see outside. It was like a glass door, glass window. And I was in there with a bunch of women, a large group of women. And outside of the glass building, there were lions, and almost looked like giant bulldogs or something. Just these giant beasts were running around outside, and they were eating people. They were devouring them. And I turn to the women that are inside of the building, and I tell them, don't go outside. And just almost like a spell had hit the first group of women. Like they almost went into like a trance or something, or like they were hypnotized. Their faces just went blank, and they just opened the door and walked right outside. And then they got devoured right in front of us. They were just eaten alive by these things right in front, outside of the glass door. And then again, it happened. It was just like another wave, boom, hit these women, and they, another wave just exited the building again. And this just kept happening until there was just myself and a very small group of women left inside of the glass building. And then the second dream, or the same dream, but just two versions of it, I guess. And I was on my way to the store, and on the radio, there was a broadcast that said there was a storm coming. And I go inside the store. I was like doing grocery shopping. Come back out, and this particular store was on the, on the beach almost, like close to like a pier. And as soon as I come outside, the sky just changes and like goes black, and just all of a sudden it was just like this storm hit. And so all you could do was take shelter. And I run behind the store. There's like a concrete overhang, and I just kind of pull under the overhang, and I could see from where I was standing like the ocean and everything, and there were some women in there with me, and I just was sort of tucked underneath this covering, and you know, same thing, don't stay here, don't go over there, you know what I mean? And they just sort of like, they had like they couldn't see what was going on. They just walked right outside into the storm and got picked up very violently by like a tornado and tossed into the ocean. And it was just bad. And so anyways, those two dreams, which were the same dream, I didn't understand. And I stopped and, you know, prayed for a long time. And now I believe that I do understand what they are. That it's a warning. It's a warning to us that there is a 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. If there's any scripture that you get from me at all, I pray that that's it, that scripture right there, because that's the scripture that the Lord used to really open my eyes to kind of a lot of questions that I had. And I'll just pull it up and just read it here. But it's easy to remember. 2 Thessalonians 2, chapter 2, verse 2. And it's just the very beginning of the chapter. It says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering to him. This is the rapture, okay? He's talking about that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you." Okay, so he's saying you don't have to worry and wonder if the rapture has taken place, okay? "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." So the scripture is saying, listen, don't be deceived as if that's happened, okay? The rapture has happened. He's like, there's two basic things that have to happen before the rapture. One, a great falling away. And then two, the revealing of the Antichrist being set up in the temple. So when I saw that scripture, it was like it was hidden from me before this point. Because people talk about that. I'm not talking pre-trib, post-trib. That stuff there, I just warn you, stay away from it. It's just about bringing division. When you start hearing someone arguing about pre-trib and post-trib doctrine, please just flee from that stuff. The scripture commands us to stay away from vain arguments. We're not supposed to be arguing. We're not supposed to be divided. And scripture says you will know a tree by its fruit. And the whole pre-trib, post-trib discussion only divides the church. So you know it's not something that we're supposed to be getting engaged in, okay? So that's not what I'm talking about here, is trying to predict the rapture of God, predict when the rapture is taking place. It says in Matthew 24 that only the Father knows. He says, Jesus said that not even he knows, but only the Father knows, okay, that time. So, an hour. We're just supposed to be watching. That's what we do. We watch, period, and prepare. My mindset is I have no idea when the rapture is going to take place, you know, at what point. But I do know that, one, he's warned us that it will not happen before the Antichrist is revealed. It will happen after. And before he comes, there will be a great falling away. That's pretty much basic black and white right there. If somebody has an issue with that, then, you know, their issue is not with me, but it's with the scriptures, okay? And you have to be careful there, because you're I would say just search your heart if you have a hard time receiving that scripture, because the question is, you know, is there something there that's causing you to twist scripture, you know what I mean, and put your own interpretation on it? And I say stay away from that. Just receive it as it is, because it's the truth. God's word is the truth. Apostle Paul's warning us there. Now, why? Okay. There is a lot of talk saying that if you see the Antichrist, that you've missed the rapture. Okay. A lot. And from what I just read, that goes against what the Apostle Paul said. He said that that rapture will not take place until the revealing of the Antichrist. So, where is this coming from? If it goes against the Bible, where is it coming from? And it's incredibly popular, which is another warning sign. This is just what I'm going to say. Listen, it's this simple. If we see something, okay, that takes place, okay, listen, when we read the book of Revelation, okay, there's this guy, he's called a false prophet, and he's going to be doing some major miracles and signs. It's going to be like, I heard one pastor call it the greatest magic show of all time, right? There's a lot going on towards the end, a lot of signs and wonders and just like confusion. And the basic goal is to get people to bow down and worship the Antichrist. And so what I'm talking about here is, I don't know for certain, okay? I don't know. But be very careful, okay, with what you read and what you listen to. Stick to the Bible. Let it be your source for understanding. These other books may sound tempting because they got like scholars with giant PhDs and a whole bunch of stuff, and you know what I mean? And it could be really interesting, and everybody else may be reading them. But I say be careful there. And with movies and stuff like that, because you know, maybe these things are really entertaining and whatever, but a lot of the stuff, when you really dig deep into the scripture and read it, it's not biblical. And I can't help but wonder if we're getting set up here for a deception, if we're already, our minds are becoming preconditioned to start believing things that are just not in the Bible. The Lord gave us the Bible for a reason. Okay, and it's to protect us, and it's to keep us safe, and to stick to it. So if somebody's saying something to you, if you got like a church or you know, just a, whatever, you're reading a book, and it doesn't match what the Bible says, just stay away from it, please. And just stick to the Bible. Because when I saw, with those two dreams, it was like there was this deception. It was like these women... And it was only women, and I know why it was only women is because the Bible, this is another thing, commands women not to teach over men, okay? And so that's why there's only women in the building, because I'm only going to teach women. I'm not going to be teaching men. But once again, you look at the church, and you see women teaching men, and it's not what the Bible commands. And I'm not trying to be legalistic and, you know, put people down here, but I'm just saying, like, we're entering into a time, scripturally, where it's just like it says in 2 Corinthians there, that the scripture I just played, where he says, if you receive another Christ, another gospel, right? Like, I just wonder if the more that I dig into the Word of God and the more that I listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, I realize that the Jesus that people are teaching in the majority of churches is not Jesus. Like, he's either some prosperity guy that's going to give you what you want, or he's this, you know, harsh legalistic guy that, you know, you're condemned and there's like no chance of going to heaven and people are living in fear, or he's like this guy that, you know, or he just says nice things, but yet doesn't, you know, teach, you know, any sort of like, you know, gifts of the Spirit. And like, it's just when you dig into the scriptures and you start to really look at the two, it's like the Jesus that is being preached in churches today don't match the Jesus that's in the Bible. And I can't help but wonder if there's some sort of connection with this whole like spirit that's sweeping the United States. And I say the United States because if you go to these countries where they're suffering and they're being persecuted heavily, And you try and tell them, you know, this like, you know, that we're not going to see the Antichrist. You've seen Antichrist. You've missed the rapture. They're going to tell you, no, I see the spirit of Antichrist already. I mean, look what's going on with ISIS. You know what I mean? Chopping off heads of Christians. Like, this spirit's already spreading. You know, I'm not saying that the Antichrist has been revealed. I'm not saying that. But, like, we're the only ones that believe this stuff here in the United States. I don't, of course, because it goes against the Bible. But we're the only, like, other places where Christians are really going through it, like, they'll look at you like you're, you know, you try and tell them that. And they'll go, I don't know what you're talking about. But, like, that's just not, that's, here's the thing. We have to search our hearts and see what's going on. We have to remember that this here, this life that we live is just a test at the end of the day. This stuff looks real and it looks really important. You know what I mean? And of course, we got things that we got to do. We need to work and, you know, put food on the table. But at the end of the day, this whole life that we live is just a test. And I can't help but wonder if this stuff, you know, that says if you see the Antichrist, you know, that you've missed the rapture, if it's not some sort of a test for us here in the United States, because it does go against the Bible. But I've like read that scripture to people before and they just still disagree with me. And I'm like, how can you? And I'm not trying to argue with them. I'm just trying to warn them because, you know, if the Lord tells me something like, and I just sit on it, I'm in trouble. You know what I mean? There's blood on my hands. So I just tell them not to argue, but just to warn them, and they'll still argue with me. And I'm like wondering if it's just the simple reality that we love our lives so much we're not willing to suffer persecution. If this whole thing of we're going to be gone and whisked away before anything happens, I can't help but wonder if it's just, if it's rooted in a heart that doesn't want to suffer for the gospel. Because I can't understand why someone, when they, you know, read that scripture, would still disagree with it. And I'll tell you, there's something very bizarre going on, because how is it that I've been from church to church, you know, asked pastor to pastor about this stuff, and I never got that scripture? That scripture is probably the most clear-cut explanation of when the rapture is going to take place. But it's almost like it's hidden. Like, it's very bizarre, because I've seen pastors quote and talk about the rapture and quote like the next verses down in 2 Thessalonians. Like, watch. We hear them talk about, you know, until he that is removed, and, you know, this is a very popular scripture about the rapture, but it's very, very vague. And we don't, you know, it's talking about, you know, if you go down in 2 Thessalonians, just a couple of chapters, verses lower, you know, he talks about, you know, basically people saying peace, peace, and there is no peace, and then a sudden deception will come upon them. And it's weird, because I'm like, how is it that pastors are talking about that? Like, if a pastor knows, I'm not talking about a Christian that doesn't know their scriptures, which we should know our scriptures, we need to know our scriptures, but how is it that a pastor who's supposed to have gone to Bible college, know their Bibles to and fro, would sit there and talk about the rapture and just completely gloss over that first part of 2 Thessalonians that explains the rapture won't take place until we see the great falling away and then the Antichrist? But then we'll talk about the other portion and then tell you that if you've seen the Antichrist, you've missed the rapture. Like, either their minds are blinded, okay? This is what happens with the Jews, okay? When they read the scriptures, their minds, Romans says, are just blinded. Like, until, you know, the Lord opens their eyes and they read the Old Testament, there's a veil there. They can't see the Messiah. They can't see Jesus Christ, okay? And I'm like wondering if it's the same thing that's going on, because I hear a lot of talk about the rapture, people even quoting 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. But they're somehow just blinded to that scripture. And so I'm just wondering what's going on here. You know what I mean? And so my word of caution and my word of, I just am praying, I'll be honest with you, is that we start to pull away from the world. We start to back up and say, wait a minute. I'm going to get into my word. I'm going to stop just taking things, you know, that are given to me. I'm going to start discerning the spirits. Like, this is what this whole thing is about. This is why I'm, you know, by God's grace, believe that, you know, the Lord wants me to start like teaching spiritual warfare, is to get, you know, women to wake up and stop sleeping at the wheel and to step back and start being cautious and vigilant, because when I look at the state of things and I see the stuff that's being spread in the churches, there are lying spirits running amok within the United States. I just can see it. There is stuff that is being taught that's not biblical. You go into a church and there is another Jesus being preached. It's not the whole Bible. It's like some sort of counterfeit Christ. And this is important because it says that the Antichrist will set himself up in the temple, showing himself that he is God, so that he sitteth as God. But the temple is us. We are the temple. Okay? It's not just the temple of Jerusalem. Please don't be blind. Okay? The temple, yes, he will. The Antichrist will set himself up in the temple of Jerusalem. I believe that. But he's going to try and set himself up in us. It's already happening. Because I'm seeing Christians flock to churches where it's not Jesus being taught. And so the question is, if it's not Jesus being taught, okay, and they're not teaching the whole Bible, then what are they teaching? Who is in that church? What spirit is sitting in that church? It says in to the church in Laodicea, which I believe is the last church age before the return of Jesus Christ, he says, behold, I am knocking. He's standing outside knocking, which means he's not inside. And I think that this testifies to be true. You know, when we think about the churches we're attending, I know so many Christians that are like, I just don't feel like I'm going to this church and I'm attending it, but I just feel like there's something else and I'm still looking for a better church. And I think there's a reason for that. I think there's a reason for that. I think that this is, the stage has already been set for this. For Christians, for the great falling away. And so that dream that I had, and just like that scripture I just played from 2 Corinthians, you know, if you're receiving another gospel, if you're receiving another Christ, run, okay? Don't go outside, right? Stay with Jesus. Stay in your covering, okay? Stay there with the Lord, okay? Be aware that before the rapture, there will be a great falling away. And I don't know everything. I'm not saying that I know this. But if you see something, if we see something, and it appears to be a rapture, okay? Because we're not ignorant to the devil's devices. I mean, I'm telling you, before the Antichrist, comes, there's this false prophet that's going to be doing great signs and wonders. So do not be deceived. Do not be naive. Do not be surprised if you see some sort of like, I don't know, okay? I'm not trying to make any false predictions here, but I'm just saying, if I see something that looks like a rapture and the Antichrist has not been revealed yet, I'm going to say that's false. That's a deception. Because here's the thing, let's just think this out, right? If we've been brainwashed to think, if you see the Antichrist, you've missed the rapture, right? If we've been brainwashed to believe this, well, then let's think about this. What happens when we see the Antichrist? Because the scripture says we will. What's going to happen to all those Christians that don't know the truth? They're going to think they missed the rapture. And I can't help but wonder, are they going to just bow down and worship then? Are they going to give in? Are they going to say, well, I missed the rapture, so it's over. You know, is there a connection? I don't know. But I do know this, the Bible says clearly that the rapture will not take place until the revealing of the Antichrist. So I just pray that that's helpful. And just if you take nothing else away from this, just practice discernment, please. Get in the Word of God, okay? Start pulling yourself out of this world. Pull yourself out of this world. If you got one foot in the Lord and one foot in the world, yank that other foot out of the world so bad. Which I think the Lord is already doing that for us, because I can see he's opening people's eyes left and right. So I think that's everything that I needed to talk about. Okay, let me say a prayer. Lord, whoever is listening to this right now, I just pray that we will just be guarded and vigilant and aware that the devil is trying to deceive us, that we will just humble ourselves before you and ask you to reveal things to us. ask you to teach us, that we won't be full of pride thinking that we know things and understand things and just go off of what, you know, people are saying or what's popular, but that we will just know that if something's popular, that we gotta question it. Because scripture says that few will inherit the kingdom of God. So if there's a lot of things that are out there that everybody likes, then it's probably carnal. It's probably carnal. And so I just pray for us that we start to really not go with the crowd, because scripture says that the crowd will bow down and worship the Antichrist. And we want to start getting ready to separate ourselves. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. And if anybody who's listening to this is not saved, I just pray that they will receive the truth, that they'll say, yes, I've sinned and I ask to be born again by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I just pray for us also that we're not afraid. We're not afraid at all. Don't be afraid, okay? That we wake up, because we need to. We need to wake up. That we come out of our sleep. But that as we come out of our sleep and wake up, that we know that you are in charge and you are running this whole thing. And if you have caused us to be alive during this point of time in the history of the world, then you must see within us something we don't see in ourselves. There must be a soldier in there that we don't know exists and that you are shaping right now. And so I just pray all these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 57. To the chief musician, Altasketh, Miktam of David, when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory, awake psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth.
Owning a business comes with pressure. There's a limit to what I can do and still keep employees engaged. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help me with hiring, training, HR administration, and compliance, while giving my employees competitive benefit options. And because I'm able to focus on other priorities, my employees can thrive and my business can grow. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal